says in the first mission in the third parak of Avos as follows. Akav Yud ben Mahalal says, Istakel b'shloish advarim. Look at three things. Ve'ein ato boli de avera. And you won't come to an avera. Da me'ayim basa. Know from where you come. Ula'am ato heilich. And where you're headed. Lefnei mi ato asa litin din v'cheshmen. And in front of who you're going to come to give a judgment and a cheshmen. Me'ayim basa. Where do we come from? Mitipa srucha. Ula'am ato heilich. L'makam offer. Rima v'seileya. Frek the Alshech, Rebellion brings this. Frek the Alshech, the Mishnah is written funny. It says, think about three things and you won't come to Avera. Think from where you come, where you're headed, in front of who you're giving a Dimme Cheshvan. Then the Mishnah goes back and explains each one. Where you come from, Itipa Srucha. Where you're headed, Lamakam Afrika, and in front of who you're giving a din v'cheshbon. Why the Mishnah? It's written too lengthy. It's too mayrich. The Mishnah should have said, Histaka v'shloish advarim, you won't come to Aver. Da me'ayim basa mitipa srucha. Know where you come from, mitipa srucha. La'an atoheilech. Lamakam rima v'seileya. Lamakam afrika rima v'seileya. L'fnei mi'atas l'fnei v'cheshbon. L'fnei melech ma'achem lachem. When the Mishnah said the three things to comprehend, it should say how to comprehend. It leaves it very unclear. Think about three things. Where you're headed, I don't know. Where you came from, doesn't explain. Who you're giving a dim cheshbon, doesn't explain. Then the Mishnah, okay, let me rechazer the whole Mishnah review. Reviews everything. Where you came from, why the Mishnah, it's written too lengthy. Say, think about three things and you won't do Averis. You should know where you come from a Tipa Srucha. Where you're headed to Makam Afarim Vesaleh, the Alshech's Kasha. Zab the Alshech. The Mishnah's two parts to this Mishnah. Alshech HaKadosh learns this chat in the Mishnah. It's not a drush. Zok the Alshech, if El Lapian brings this. The pshat in the Mishnah is there are two parts to the Mishnah. One is speaking to the Neshama, and one is to the Guf. Akiva Mahal Loimer, think about three things and you won't come to Avera. Da me'ayim basa. No, you come for your chelek al kamimal, the Neshama. Vayipach ba'apav. Kavyachal, a breath comes mipnim from the Rabbi Nishalim, chelik al kamimal, la'anat toheilech, back to the Rabbi Nishalim. You're chelik al ka. A person stays around, lachem isa, he stays around. L'fnei mi'atal zidu v'cheshbin. Keep in mind your neshama. And to the guf should remember, me'ayim basa mitipa srucha, it's a separate, two mishnayis. Remember the neshama's dhikr. The neshama came from the Bar Yolam, is going to be around. Remember your neshama. And to the guf, and that's the way to stay with Maveru, remember your neshama. Remember, you're not a guf, you're a neshama. You're not just guf, you're a neshama. To the guf, where's the guf going to go? The guf comes from a tipa srucha. It goes, l'makam avar, rimam seileya. Keep in mind, you're a neshama. That's how to read the Mishnah, Zok the Alshech. There's a line here that he quotes of Eli Lapian. He quotes a line from the Yavetz. Not a line, he quotes a whole shmua from the Yavetz as follows. The Yavetz writes as follows. He writes that it's very frank. I'll read the words. He says it's possible, Yelech Adam by Kol Yimei Chayev. A person can go his whole life, Yachshav, and he thinks, Hey Yosu Bnei Ali Bnei Olam Haba. He thinks he's a Ben Ali and he's a Ben Olam Haba. He thinks, I'm doing well, I'm a Ben Olam Haba. V'saifa Yerush Gehenim. And at the end, he doesn't get any Olam Haba. V'zeh ki, Zok the Yavetz, why is that? V'yoyis HaYehudi Azeh, this Jew, Nenim Yegia Shechanenu Hashem. He works, and he's Nenim from his work. V'einenu Choyme, he's not Oyvel Oysachmoyin, Hain Tegah Parasha, he's a kosher Jew. V'einenu Goizli, he doesn't steal. Oshin, a good Jew. U'masoyu Matonoi B'nachas in Chaveirav, he's pleasant, he's good to his friends. V'einu Nishba L'shov L'sheker, he doesn't swear falsely. Mamish, Erlich Hayid. Nishma M'loshin Harmer Chilus. His shomer is lashon. Menivlas pe, he doesn't say nibble pe. It's a kaddish. Umikol averus shebetayra. He guards himself from all averus in the Torah. Okay. Avaydos el Hashem yisparach mitzvah nashim umada. He serves Hashem without any feeling. Mitzvah nashim umada by rote. Ve'inenu chavetz v'taras Hashem. He doesn't desire Torah. He doesn't learn Torah. He doesn't give it any time during the day. He's a kosher yid, no lashon hara, doesn't cheat. He doesn't learn Torah. He doesn't have the hergeshim in Yiddishkeit, but he's honest, clean-cut Jew. There's no time for learning. Even though he's not working at that time. Even doesn't work. You know, he's quality family time. You know, he's a quality guy. Doesn't speak lashon hara. You may even call him holy guy. No lashon hara. No nibble. That clean cut. Doesn't cheat. Honest. Integrity. All the things society values. This man got it. He's a good man. Zok the Yavetz. He thinks he's a ben olam haba. Others think so also. Seifa yerush ganim. Ki ikur zok the Yavetz. Why? Ki ikur maisa machshavte al chevsei gufay v'havli zmanay. His life is about body, is about guf. And he forgets, he says, Mikarev Libai, I'm sorry, from in his heart, Avad Cheshbin Nafshay. He loses the Cheshbin as Nefesh. He forgets his Neshama, his Nefesh. And on Shabbos and Yontiv, he said, after he eats Cholent Balaz, he says, he sits and eats Cholent, and after he drinks, he rests. He sleeps all day. And maybe he walks around, he says. He says very stark words. And I'm skipping a little bit. And he says that he's reading books on Shabbos. You know, very clean-cut guy. You know, simple. Maybe call him a simpleton. Shtickel choshev guy. He's Yerush Ganim. He says he's Yivala Shonov, Bahav Le'olam. He swallows up his years in the nothingness of the world. V'lo Yizko, he doesn't remember, Ki V'yeyu Hashem, B'mishpat Al-Ma'asei Astayrasei. Hashem's going to bring this clean-cut fellow to judgment because he was modest, he disgusted in Hashem's Torah. Lekach Tovah Shenosan Lo'i. And that's what it means, Moshev Leitzim Le'ashev. He's a left! That's a clean-cut fellow. That's what it means, Moshev Leitzim Le'yashev. V'alzeh Omar, and on this it was said, two people, V'ein B'nei Divrei Torah, it's a Moshev Leitzim. And he says he goes on Ba'irich. Really, Lapiyatz, he goes on Ba'irich. The person has to know he's here, he's Neshama. The Rashiv Tzush told the Gemara this week that the world's a Behilula. He said over the Maisa with the Stipler. I remember when you're first in seventh grade, the bar mitzvahs, your friend's bar mitzvahs. I remember how it goes, your friend's bar mitzvah, you take a shower before. I still remember the days when you take a shower before you go to a chasna. Before you go to bar mitzvah, your friend's bar mitzvah, you shower before your bar mitzvah. Usually by the time the chasna is your friend, you're a little older. Basically, by that age, you're not the same way, perhaps. But I'm not talking about the only one who you take showers, but you're spitzing up the goof. What's the Indian, what's he taking so care of guf? Because he holds his guf. He says guf has to look presentable. And it comes from a good midah, because me has to look presentable. So he spitzes up his guf. He makes himself here, he's chuk, cool, he's all neat. He makes sure Pashin, he's looking spiffy. You go to a chas, all the chas listener. Everybody makes sure the tie, buy a nice new tie, always make sure the suit, tip top shape. Pashin, you want to look spiffy, my body should look presentable. We're neshama. We're supposed to make sure our neshama looks beautiful. We're neshama, our neshama has to look beautiful. We should spitz up our neshama. We should make our neshama look beautiful. Nice, clean, beautiful, we're neshama. He's Yerush Gehenim, the person who doesn't have his neshama. He's always spitzing up his body. Spitzing, making sure it looks very, very nice, very clean, very presentable. Looking good. Our neshama should be looking good. There's a good shayrish to spitzing up. The guy who makes it here, he's close. Oh, you're close. Oh, you're supposed to look good. You're right. You're 100% right. Hashem made us naturally want to look good. He made us that we should want to look good. You're right. Oh, the guy comes. Oh, he's right. Givaldi, you took a shower before the chasna. You're right. You're supposed the world's a behemula. Make spitz up your neshama. Put mesechtas in there. You're supposed to look good. The neshama looks good with Torah, with tefillah, with ruchnius. Spitz up your neshama, comb your neshama, make it look nice. Get it all spitz, make it all, make sure it looks pretty. You're a neshama. Da me'ayim basa, you, not the guf, not your effort, you. Da me'ayim basa, know where you came from. La'anat alko, you're going, you, hello, you. Not the guf, you. Your neshama, your nefesh. We have to keep that in mind. We're nefesh. That's what we are. And our nefesh is to look good. It's to really look nice. We're sitting together here now. We're a bunch of neshamas sitting down in different seats. A halig neshama. Imagine it could put itself, mitzamtzem itself to a seat. But it's amazing. It's a nes mishamayim. We're a bunch of neshamas sitting together right now. A bunch of neshamas sitting here. Halig neshamas with massive koichas. Make it look nice. Make it look pretty. Your neshama should look beautiful. You see, Gedolim, they're pretty neshamas, gorgeous. They're pretty neshamas. They're so pretty, I won't even, it bursts through the guf. You see, Yizoych Tzivarin Shech last night. It bursts through his body. There's no old age. His neshama is so pretty. It's gorgeous. He takes showers, 24 hours a day he takes showers. He's always showering for the Be'ilula of life. He looks beautiful. He's gorgeous. His neshama, beautiful. It shines through the guf. The guf can't stop it. Shine to burst right through the guf. Make comb your neshama, comb your hair. Make sure it looks very pretty. Perfect. Let it be tip-top shape. He brings here, Rav Elia Lapian brings as follows. David HaMelech Tzushtel's Torah to Lechem. Lechem levad enesh yisad. Chazal darshan Lechem there is going on Torah. The Chavis Avavis also says that the same way that food is the machal of the guf, so Torah is the machal of the neshama. Torah is the machal of the neshama. So he says as follows. A bacha this week said to me that he has no geshmak, he has no time for learning. I think it's crucial to understand this. In making our neshamas pretty, the thing that makes our neshamas prettiest is Torah. Is solid Yediyah Satayra. Yediyah Satayra makes our neshamas the prettiest. That's the Koyach Neshama, Levai Yosi Tazayru Teresa Tishmayru, because the Ma'arish of Azit Machsalamut of the Torah impacts the person more than anything we know. It gives Kedush and Tara to the person, Torah. Now, the person says, I have no time for Torah. Many of us go through that without, I just don't enjoy learning. It's an excuse. And I want to explain to you something that you have to understand. It's very crucial to understand this. There's a danger in saying this. I want to explain why I'm saying it. Let me tell you a danger that I try to be Nizrin, and I'll explain why I'm saying this anyway. And I thought about it for a long time. I thought about it for a few days already. And at home this morning, I was preparing the shiur. I was thinking about also if I should say it. I'll tell you the Nidin. I'll tell you. I'm going to say it anyway. The Nidin is as follows. I don't like Shmuzin. Somebody once got up in Shmuzin Tefillah, and he proved they prove to you that you don't like davening. They'll prove to you that Torah, you don't like Torah. They'll prove it to you. And they'll say, if you don't sit and learn 18 hours a day, you're a Sinei Torah. If you move out the Torah, so you walk out the Shmuzin, you prove it to me, Atakei Torah. Atakei Torah, okay, prove it. You shlug me up, you accomplish your mission, Yashakai, prove it. Don't prove me you hate Torah. Prove to me I love Torah. Tell me, Tifa, I have an neshama that yearns for Torah, that craves Torah. Prove to me I love Tefillah. Don't give a whole shmuz proving you're a shaita, you're a bum. You're okay, you prove. Shkaya. Okay. Teyufta, Kalish. Boom. Teyufta. You're right. I'm not that. So there's no inyan to prove to somebody that he doesn't like Torah. And if I care that today, you have to prove your neshama. To prove to God you're not good, you love Torah. You're neshama, you love Torah. You love Yiddishkeit. There's no mitzvah to prove to somebody that he doesn't like, that he doesn't like. So therefore, I was very afraid to say the following thing. But I'm saying it, and I'm going to say it in the way that it's not I'm out to prove, obviously. Let's say this in the right way, as follows. If a person, David HaMelech compares Torah to lechem, to bread. If a person has no temptation for bread, he's sick. If a person fasts and is not tempted for bread, he's a sick man. He's sick. He has an illness. He has to go to the doctor. Rachman Litzlan, it can be very serious when you lose your appetite. Yes, Yitzchak, he knows medicine. It can be very, very, it's a sickness. Guy didn't eat 2 days, there's no temptation. He's very ill. Rachman Litzlan, I know, my aunt, Besayf Yamav, she had no time for food. It's a sickness. Very serious illness. You're sick. If you have no taiva for food, you're not well. You're not well. So what do people do that have no taiva for food? I'm telling you, my aunt. Besides, she was very not well. Zechayin Levracha, she was a heilige person. Zeichet Tzadik Levracha doesn't just mean the Zeicha should be for Bracha. You mentioned something good about it. She's a heilige person. Rav Moshe Don can testify to that. But the word is, what they do for her, so they make the food tasty, they try to give, they pour ice, whatever they can to tempt her, because it's sick not to be hungry. So you have to do whatever you can to make it taste good. A Bachur who says to himself, it's an excuse, I don't enjoy learning, what can I do? You're sick. Now what can I, it's not no more than an excuse. The neshama needs Torah. A guy says, what can I do, an excuse, I don't like food. It's not, what excuse, you're going to die, you're sick. If you don't like food, do whatever it takes and eat. You gotta eat. Your body needs food. The food of the chayes avavus. The food of the neshama's Torah. It's not an excuse. There's no, I don't like Torah, so you're sick. You're supposed to like Torah. You're supposed. It doesn't mean it's easy, but the person's supposed to be drawn to Torah. Movies, nipple pen, all sorts of other things do hurt that. Yes, and it could make a guy deathly ill. Yes, but you're sick. It's not an excuse. This is the truth, I'm sorry. It's not, it might do with an excuse, I don't like Torah. It's not, what shaykhus? It's not, don't do it with an excuse. So you're very sick. So try different things to make the Torah better. Try singing when you learn, try smiling when you learn, try saying Kedushim, maybe stop listening to Gaish music. I don't know what you should do, but you have an illness, a very serious illness. If one of us, if we don't enjoy learning, we're ill. So do whatever it takes, but you gotta learn, you gotta enjoy it. You gotta enjoy it because you gotta learn. Torah is enjoyable. A healthy person, of course, enjoys Torah. It's lechem. Dovra Melch meant the mushel exactly. Very exactly. Lechem tastes good. Hashem made a person, the healthy person, he enjoys food. Why did Hashem make it? Such a chesed. Could you imagine if food was hard to eat? What's the chesed? The chesed is, he makes us hungry. Can you imagine if it was hard? You had to go down. I ate a few times. I was zechti per b'chaim brim. During the week, he didn't only eat at night. He told us that for him, his eating is avoidas perach. It's hard work. That's what he told us. It's avoidas perach. So when his wife was in the kitchen, he would make us take some of his food. Once played, he ended up eating a morsel. He said, for him, eating is avoidas perach. It's hard. Could you imagine if eating was hard? You have to announce, but Rabbi Sai, everybody to the dining room. So, even Chaim Zev is delicious food, but eating's hard. I can't eat. I could take these stones, push them in your mouth. So you have to line up guys and push the food in their mouths. Come on, guys, let's go. You got to eat. So Hashem b'roiv chesed, he made lechem, which is essential for the person's guf. He made it that you're actually appetite for it. We're hungry, but you don't eat. You get good and hungry. Torah is essential for us, for our life. And Hashem did us an amazing chesed. We yearn for Torah. And you crave Torah. I crave Torah. We love Torah. The healthy person craves for Torah. The person in his healthy state loves Torah. He loves it. Every Jew is not allowed to learn Tisha B'Av. Because Torah is happy and you love Torah. And you're not allowed to have such joy on Tisha B'Av. It's Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Because Kudei Hashem Yisharim Samchei Leif, because Torah is Gishmak. You love Torah, I love Torah, we all love Torah. When we're healthy. But there is sickness, there's disease. There's radio and pizzas and Coleman. There are diseases in the person, the Neshama. The Rambam says, Nilchus Deis, the same way that Choyli Aguf, there's Choyli Anefesh. There's an illness, you could be very sick, you could get deathly sick. And the person be deathly sick, he doesn't enjoy Torah. It's a problem, it is a problem, but don't worry. You can get healthy and there's a medicine. It's medicines. Try whatever it takes. Put spices in when your food doesn't. Buy him ice cream. Learn good sugars. Do whatever you. I don't know if every sugar is good. But learn something that mashalibai chafetz. Whatever you need to do. Get a lebedik chavrusa, quiet chavrusa. Whatever you need to do. You're sick. Get better quick. And get back to enjoying it. Quick, and you could. Because the Torah, the healthy person enjoys learning. Get back to it. You could. Very quick, you can get to it. Because the normal person enjoys learning. You can be normal. You could be normal. We have it in us. We don't have to. We're born crank. In the mother's stomach, the Gemara says the person is at his happiest. It's peak happiness. In his life, when he does well, Rav Yehuda Miller says, when you do a mitzvah, when you learn, you have a joy, you're feeling what you're going back to that peak happiness. Why is the person happiness? Because he's healthy. It's before he ever listened to a Goyish song. It's before he ever spoke the Mupet. It's before he ever saw preachers think of things. It's before he ever hurt himself. Before he ever became crank. So he's healthy. The healthy person, he's learning Torah the Malach, of course he's happy. The healthy person enjoys learning, it's geschmack. Does that mean it's easy? No, it's geschmack. Does that mean it's 24 hours a day? We're all in Sadiq Mashiach HaTovel HaYechta. We are at time, Amol cause it. Certain times a struggle, it doesn't mean every day. But we need to learn Torah. We need to learn Torah. And we need to create that geschmack quick. Because the sick person, besides getting to eat, the best thing is if you can somehow figure out a way to get an appetite again. Because you need that appetite. Because you need to eat. And Yechesed Hashem, that you need to eat. So it's very good to have the appetite to eat. That way you'll assure yourself you'll eat. And you'll eat with a lot. And Teyoven. So Yvazoyar Voidus, it's silly. It's utter silliness. As if it's an excuse. I don't enjoy learning. It's not an excuse, it's an illness. I don't enjoy learning. Okay, so I'm going to try something else. What are you talking about? You need Torah. We need Torah. We're neshama. Our neshama needs mezainus. It needs food. It needs to live. You can't either say a guy who's not so into food. So he says, okay, so I'll eat once every week. He'll die. He won't make the week. He won't make it. He won't make it. You can't eat 2 weeks for today. Eating, you got healthy. To stay healthy, you got to eat every day. Nutritional. Healthy eating. You eat breakfast, lunch, supper. Tired, you can't say tomorrow I'll learn for today. Your neshama needs it to be healthy. It needs to be fed daily. David HaMelech compared it to lechem. He wanted you to fully understand what Torah is. He wanted us to fully understand what Torah is. It's an essential food for your neshama, essential. For your neshama, for you, for me, for us. For us, for our neshama, the real us. It's an essential ingredient, a very, very essential ingredient. Pasha, an essential ingredient. And that essential ingredient called Torah, we all need, it's the mezainus we all very, very much need, and we all could and should and will have a tiyam for it. Sit and learn. I want to present today an idea, just in learning. 2 points in learning. I want to plug a little bit, learning fast and chazara. I want to tell you like this. One of the eights is the biggest, the biggest eights to get a geschmack in learning, the biggest eights, like my father says, to have clarity in learning. To have clarity in learning in a very deep way. To have fully the good, to sugi very clear. I want to tell you what happens. We're thrown, I'm not knocking high schools, everything's good. I want to just suggest what I think we all should do. We're thrown in high school, we have this year, and this year Rebbe's telling us his perspective of the sugya. And then the 10th grade Rebbe says his perspective of the sugya, and the 11th grade Rebbe hammers away his perspective of the sugya, the 12th grade Rebbe his perspective of the sugya. I think just very practically, it's crucial for all of us. Everybody's putting on different ways to learn, how to learn. It's overwhelming. A person should sit down, I believe, the person should sit down, and he should read very clearly. Torah is very clear. It's not as confusing as you think. The Rebbe has the kashan, got you all confused. He has done this already, so to you it sounds confusing. What a person should do, very simple, is go back to simple. Stop analyzing if you enjoy learning a darshan of the Rebbe about that. Don't take a temperature to see if you're sick. Learn and do as follows. Very simple. Go back to basics. Read through a mesechta. Read through a kedushin. Like lahavdil, a billion avdolos, you read through any book. Read through the book. The whole book. Don't let anybody tell you what it means, what it really means. Read through the book clearly. If you have reading problems, get an art school. Read through the entire book. Don't read a few pages of the book. You know, there's a whole book here. Read through the entire book. Read through it. Better without an art school. If you have taich problems, you can use an art school. If it's better without, I don't know if it's needed. Read through the whole book well. Read through it. So don't get bogged down. You have a question. You have to see, get used to the pattern of the author. Read through the whole book. Then read through it a few more times. Very simple. I mean this in earnest. We make ourselves so complicated. Go to an Iyun Shir in the morning. Say, you're going to the Iyun Shir. I'm not knocking Iyun. Iyun's excellent. Read through the whole book once, twice, three times. Then, if you can add on Tysus, it's unrealistic when I add on Tysus. Read through the whole thing well. Read it well, without confusion. You say, oh, so confused. No, read through it a couple of times. It takes a few times, the blot. See, you read the Amud. Read the Amud a good 3 or 4 times. Read it. Don't be complicated. Read through it. We do four times. It takes a few times to get the style, the author. Read it. Yeah, but the case is, get each case clear. Get each case clear and read through the whole thing before anybody complicates you. In the morning, they'll complicate you. That's it. But read through the whole thing very clear, as clear as you can, get the case. Clear as you can. And then learn to review again, and you'll get the case a little more clear. And learn to review again, and you get the case a little more clear. And to me, this is pashut, that if the person wouldn't be so complicated, and just try to understand as best as you can, try to understand and have clarity. And set yourself big goals, with time you can know a tremendous amount. You'll know a lot of Torah. And you get, as you know more Torah, Torah gets more clear, you have more vacation. Simple, simple, simple. And you'll get understand it better and better and better. There's no such thing called lumdus. It means you understand it well. So read through it. And I'm presenting it this way because this is the truth. It sounds so simple. This is the truth. This is just emes. This coming to somebody, I say your first say this year. It's good. See good. We say, we handle a little bit. Good. Read through it. That's the best. It's better than a first say this year. Go to a first say this year. That's the rules of the issue. Read through the whole book and read it a few times each page till you have it clearly what it says. Till you have it clear. Don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. I'm supposed to have more lumdus. There's no such thing called lumdus. The word is made up. It means to know it clearly. English. You're supposed to know it. You could know it. Because I learn more. I'm getting more confused. You're doing things wrong. Just read it. Read it lahavda like a book. You're trying to understand, to get each case, review over the case. The case is the animal. Think of it in your mind. I just was learning, I had an experience. I was learning at night with the group of Bachim. We learned after Ma'ariv. I should tell them the case, but to go into Arichas in the case, but first I was thinking Lamdash into the Gemara, and I was bothered by Kasha on the Gemara. I wasn't thinking of it real. I wasn't trying to clearly understand. I was like putting on my Gemara head to understand it. So I was thinking a lot. I asked the Kasha. Then I sat down for a second. I told the Ephraim, I said, 1 second. And I rethought over the case just to practice. I pictured the case. The lady walks up to the man. There's a case where a lady says to a man, I'll tell you what happened. The lady says to the man, I am married. I married you. You married me. The man says, I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are. Who are you? An absolute who in the world are you? So the Gemara says if the man offers her a get, the halacha, she's usher to the world. You know, the Mishnah says she's only usher to her relatives. The Shara Melech asks, she's usher to the world. It's a bomb kasha on the Gemara, on the Mishnah. The kasha was asked by Gershon Ruthberger. Bomb kasha. Well, Yashin asked the kasha, Shara Melech asked the kasha, Lech Mishnah asked the kasha. It's a beautiful kasha. But the Mishnah says she's usher on her relatives. She's usher on the whole world. She said she's married to the guy. Yeah. Can't be going after you divorced her because then he would have been usher to her relatives, like the Gemara says. Kitzur Advarim, so the Gemara says she's usher to the world. The Rambam brings it, she's usher to the world. So if the man offers her a get, so the Gemara says that if the man offers her a get, he has to give her a ksuba because it shows he admits he's married to her. So at first I was bothered, maybe it's just nice. Maybe the man's just nice. He gave her a get. The lady's usher to the world. I was thinking, the lady's usher to the world, but a man can't be nice. She's usher to the world. See, he hands her a get. Zokta Mokai, now give her a ksuba. It shows you Grisha's right. Grisha's right. She's usher to the world, a poor Jewish lady. So that's why, yes, that's why I was very bothered by it. It's a strange, strange thing. The man gives a get. Then I thought the case. Okay, your Darsha Gemara, very fancy. Could you think a little bit? The lady walks up to you, Gailish. The lady looks you in the face. You never saw in your life. She says, you married me. What's... Who are you? Who in the world are you? You say, you want... So, am I going to hand her a gift? The nicest guy in the world, he's crazy. You got to be... Shmuley Glazer wouldn't hand her a gift. You hand the guy a gift? It's ridiculous. You're going to hand the lady a gift? You're going to... I'm a garish... You're a chakra and a liar. It's not even nice. You're a liar. You're saying I married you. There's not a tzaddish. You're an absolute chakra. You make me look like a garish. You don't have to go down and do a divorce process. You need edim there. You need bezdim. I'm going to do a divorce process. It's ridiculous. Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not going to do a divorce process unless I know it's really true. I don't care how nice you are. It's only when you're not thinking about the case. Maybe she's just nice. She was a Jewish lady, usher. Think about the case. The lady walks up to you. Rabbi says, you have to learn Gemara. Every Gemara, visualize the case. Visualize it. People are worried about ayin haras. Forget ayin haras. Just visualize the case. Don't worry who's dying. Visualize the case. There's no ayin hara. The worst ayin haras you don't learn Torah. It's the biggest ayin hara. Visualize the case. This is the biggest thing. This is lamdus. This is lamdus raid. This is what Reb Chaim used to do. This is how to learn Torah. Visualize the case. This is called lamdus. Lamdus means to visualize that very, very clearly. Visualize the case. Chaznesh says, that with every Gemara you learn, picture the case, get it exactly clearly, and move on to the next. Review it a few times. So you have the case very clearly, and move on. Get the, what was the Gemara's question? What are we analyzing? The Mishnah said its theme. Keep reviewing. Organize yourself. Simple. I don't understand. I'm confused. You're not confused. The Yetzirah gets you all riled up and pent up, and lumdus and rain. You try to ask the Rebbe a certain kasha. Just try to understand. That's what the Lech Mishnah used to do. The Sharim, if you learn Torah this way, you're learning the way of Shach. There's the Derech Halimut. I'll tell you which Gedolim learned this way. Rav Shach, Rav Kiva Eger, the Shla Kaddish, the Arizal, Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yashav, Rav Shlomo Zalman, v'chulu, we can stand there all year. The Shach, the Lech Mishnah, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Kiveger, and it didn't matter how brilliant or not brilliant, that's how to learn Torah. You read it and try to really understand it. You read it again a few times, that's how to learn Torah. Not complicated, not trying to, you have to a certain type of kasha, really truthfully understand it. People ask silly kashas, very silly kashas. It could be, Bacham Sazal asked me a silly kasha, because they're not thinking, they're not trying to understand it. They're not letting themselves be clear. Think clear. Now we have a lot, the Yetzirah is a lot in the way. We have a lot of TV shows in our mind. We have a lot in the way to break through. It's hard. It's hard to break through all the shtus to think clearly. It's hard to, we're so with all that shtus, to think clearly is not so easy. You'll see it's a battle. Read through the word, sit down for hours, and you learn this way, you can learn much better asmada, you're not confused. And you can do this first seder also. That's all we're trying to do first seder also. We're trying to read together and understand things. First seder, we choose to read a little more. Not just Gemara Rashi, we read the Tosfos, the Rashi, the Rashi, who are also people who just went through the Gemara and did what I just told you. So we're reading people who also did the same thing, but they're smarter than us. So when they thought clearly through the Gemara, they may have noticed something I would miss. That sometimes happens. Or sometimes I notice something and they show me what the answer is. Good. Read through the Gemara clearly many times till you get it crystal clear. Then you have it crystal clear, read through many more times till it's even clearer. When you have it clear, read it many times. Every bacha should finish all of Kedushin. We should have big hasagas in Torah. Big. It's nothing to do, it's baloney. Every guy here can almost say this clear. It's baloney not the way. Every single, yes, every guy. It takes art school to start learning Taich. Write down the Taich words. That I don't know exact system to learn how to make a laning. Figure out some system. People have done it before. You're not the first one. You're not the last one. Figure out a system to make a laning. Have big hasagas. Big hasagas. Look pretty. You look pretty. Comb your hair. You look ugly when you don't have Torah. The neshama's gross. It's unkempt. He looks terrible. You ever see a guy looks not put together? He's a wreck. He's an absolute wreck, the guy. And he holds his Ben Olam Habi, he holds his so clean cut. Mr. Clean Cut, who never lies and speaks Lashnar. Your body, you look terrible. You look horrible. They walk up to the guy at a chas, he says, you know, you look terrible. Look, did you see my suit? Stafford. Okay. But the guy, he's a fancy, you know, yes, he's a brand new, you saw his car, it's gorgeous. He's looking all clean. You look disgusting, buddy. You look bad. You walk out of this beautiful car, all fresh spitz. You look bad. Why are you dressing up? Your Evan looks nice. You make, is that you're not? You have avadim in the house. All the avadim look tip top. So you're ready to see the balabayas. You walk into the house. All his avadim look, psh. The whole house, everything looks beautiful. You see the guy, he has nails out to here. His hair is flying around. You look terrible. Hello, your house looks gorgeous. You have avadim all are mamish vashpitz. Each one is all showered and beautiful and mamish with his tie. And you see the balabas, his shirt's ripped into shreds. His shoes are all beaten up. The guy looks like a meshugana. He partial looks crazy. The man looks ridiculous. He looks crazy. You're nuts. All your avadim you dress up. Can you explain that to me? Why are you dressing up everybody and you look like this? That's what happens when your body is all verspitzt. Oh, you're all showered, and your neshama is not, you didn't learn Torah. Big, a lot of Torah. You don't have to settle for a little. So I want to know, a lot of Torah. You could put a lot in there. Clearly, by learning clearly, asking clear questions, just try to understand. Don't get frustrated. Don't lose yourself. Just try to understand. Picture the case. Ask the questions that need to be asked to understand clearly. And review it many times. It's clearer and clearer. You'll know tremendous amounts of Torah. And it'll have a big impact. You'll look gorgeous. Well, let the avodim look nice also. What's wrong? But you'll look gorgeous. You'll be gorgeous. The avodim will be gevaldik. Oh, it's a shame to mensch. The avodim look nice and he looks nice, huh? Such a person's lucky. But let's be people of the neshama. Let's be people of the neshama. Let's not be like these people the Yavetz describes, who think they're Bein Olam Haba. They think they're so clean cut. Clean cut. Let's be clean cut Be'emes. Us. We should be clean cut. Which means guf and neshama. The Eved and the Adon. The Eved and the Adon should be clean cut. Should be looking good, healthy. The problem with putting too much time into the Eved, the Gemara says that it's impossible to have Torah and too nice to the Keli. Not impossible, the Gemara says it's less. The problem with putting too much time into the Eved, a little time, the Eved has to look presentable. For a Chashiv Adon should have a nice Eved. Should have an Eved put together. The Eved should be tucked in. His hair should be neat. He should be put together. An Eved, Agzah Adon should have an Eved that looks presentable. It doesn't pass. A chashiv adon, a big neshama, a big ben Torah. You hear Rabbi Yishai should be short. What a hypocrite I am. My wife's yelling me to get a haircut. I'm trying to be a ben Torah. But kitz advarim, a ben Torah, his hair should be short. Because his eved should be presentable. His eved should be presentable. It doesn't pass. You're a big adon, it doesn't pass. Well, it doesn't pass. Not nice, not shame. So his eved should be well kept. His hair should be short. Every bacher here. His hair should be well kept. He should dress presentable. He should dress in a way. Presentable means what people feel. He should represent what his adon really is. What people feel, he should dress presentable. That should be for sure. But if he puts too much time, then he's not treating like an eved. Because it smells from you're not treating like an eved. You're dressing in a, nobody spends so much time in their eved. It's a little too much time in their eved. It's a shtickle adon already. It's already a shtickle adon. He's the boss. One second. Your neshama, you forget. A guy spitzing, he's too much in the mirror. He's in front of the mirror too long. It's already an adon, not an eved. Too much time on the eved already. Not an eved anymore. So make sure, don't, not too much time on the eved. He's an eved. Spitz up your neshama. But remember, keep in mind, your eved also, don't forget, you can forget about your eved, Pasha. It's very olo. It's olo to happen. A ben Torah, Pasha, you can forget to look nice. It's very olo. You can be untucked. Because it's the eved, you forget about your eved. You have to be reminded. It's not so easy. You think about yourself. Our tendency is to think about your enemy. It's hard. We all know it's a hard thing to think about the other guy. Talk in the other guy. Talk him in. Talk him in. Say. Talk him in. He should look presentable. Let him look. He's an eved. The only pass. The eved should look nice. Also. Straighten yourself out. The eved should look nice. Should represent the other. When Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu his plan. Yisrael has a plan. Yisrael says, why should you and Moshe Rabbeinu judge all the cases? Before, let me be mocked into this. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisrael that all the people are coming lidra shalekim. Not the normal word. He says lidra shalekim. There's a stigma. Rav Lapian speaks about this. I thought it's kedai to. I remember Shom Shvadron. I was learning in Yitzchak's car last night. I saw this last year. I think it's kedai stam to bavarn. People, courts have a big stigma. Going to a din Torah, I saw in the summer, gorgeous thing. When I go to Heller, my father's upstate in Heller. So when I go there, Baruch Hashem, you see a lot, the Olam is a lot of shaylos. It's not a beautiful thing there. The Olam is a lot of shaylos. People are trained. This yeshiva, I could say, one of the beautiful things about Aliyah is the amount of shaylos that I asked in yeshiva there in Waterbury. My father himself gets many calls, and I know other rabbanim get called, and I know Rav Fishman gets asked, Rav Kohn gets asked, and Rav Kaplan gets asked. The amount of shaylos they ask in yeshiva is beautiful. Hashi Khan gets asked, because it shows people are concerned about what to do. They're concerned about Torah, they're concerned about Hashem, the halacha, the Yiddishkeit. It's a beautiful thing, Stam in the yeshiva, all the questions that are asked. So when I'm in Heller, I sit at my father's table, it's a beautiful thing to watch people come over with questions, all different topics. So I had the pleasure of seeing two Bachum come on a Dine Mamanis, and it was such a pleasant thing. Each one wanted to know the halacha. There was no, courts have a stigma. mostly from the Goyim. What's the vision of a court? Unfortunately, it's gone into our world. What's the stigma of a court? So a court's a negative place. Two people fighting it out. If you think about it logically, you have the American law, and Lahavdil, a billion Abdullahs, and it should be two people. They want to know what the truth is. It's a place of bikusha emes. It's not a place of fighting. It's a stigma. It's not a place of fighting. It's a place two people want to know, do I owe you or you owe me? I could bring raya's to you. You see in the Gemara when they have debates. I just had in Shabbos, Yaakov Metzner, this week, where Abaye bring Rav and Abaye machleikus, and Abaye answers, the Gemara is a bomb cash on Rav, and Abaye answers up for Rav. Tirgum Abaye, leave the Rav. Sukkah midvash, sweeter than honey. Rav and Abaye are debating, and they have a bomb cash on Rav, and Abaye answers it. Sweeter than honey. When you get a moment of Gemara's, you have it. You'll get the Yad Chaim, Bez Hashem. It's late in Nusach. Sukkah midvash, sweeter than honey. And the Gemara, beautifully, they're debating. I picture these are the greatest minds who ever lived. This is not the picture, this is the Matthias. They're debating, it's fierce. They're not sitting there drinking coffee, you know, maybe you could say. They're fighting it out, slugging. You see Ezia Mati. It's more than that. They're fighting, slugging away. It's left, it's a risk of the Raisa. Rabbi all of a sudden jumps in and defends Rabbah. It's a beautiful sight. Sukkah midvash. He's fired up also. After he defends Rabbah, he goes back to screaming, are you boor? That's upshot. But he's defending Rabbah. It's Laman Emes, that Raya wasn't a good Raya. Kitzur Advarim, courts is Mevakish truth. We're trying to find that halacha. Do I owe you, you owe me? I can bring rise like you can bring rise like me. We're trying to find the truth. There's no frumkind in giving you the dollar if it's not yours, but I want to know the truth. The stigma is because people go in a very worldly, they think they're goof, not neshama. So they go, the dollar matters. So they go, they fight it out. But the court system is lit. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, they come lidrish selikim, to seek Hashem. They want to know emes. Yeah, they come in such a heiligoyfen. If Shalom Shadran says, it's like a little against Chazal's drush here. The point he's saying, Alderach Abshad, Lidra Shalakim. They come, Pasha, they want to know the halacha. They ask Hashem, Pasha, to know the halacha. It's such a sweet place, courts. They come, two people come, just as a bad stigma. You can go to the din Torah with the guy and it could be very sweet. That's Pasha, a bad stigma. It could be a Dover Shal Yofi. Beautiful thing, two Haligayin. There's no, just good to keep mindful life. It could be done in a very Haligayfin. If the people each are neshama people. Well, no, it's just Pasha, we have to know that halacha. We Pasha want to know, with more very calm, without raising our voice, I can stop bringing rayas to him. He can bring rayas to him. We just state our claim. Probably we know our side better, so we just state our claim. Then let the dying decide. If the dying decides, give the other guy a hug. Oh, wasn't that night? We found out! Hashem's Ratzin! We found that Hashem's Ratzin, Givaldik. We now know Hashem's Ratzin about something. Just a different picture. Pasha to break a stigma. They go to the courts to measure a lid or show like him. It's a good idea to break the stigma. To break the courts. We're used to this courts because in a place where we have chemdas moment and are fighting over money, and the issue is, you have to tell me ma'isim of bribing judges and zach and all this trefa stuff. So, Nachashon, he wasn't there. He was making fun of the courts, like the world does. So you hear about what it means there, two people fighting it out. That's everything but Lishlakim. It's not just seeking the truth. It's about me getting the dollar. It's not just seeking the truth. But if it's seeking the truth, Lishlakim. Stop. But Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and a fascinating, this diyuk, it's one of my favorite diyukim in Chumash. This diyuk is beautiful. I don't remember where, last year I set it off where I saw it. It's terrible thing. Somebody will remember, as you would say, where this was. It's possible also Zivari Lapian. When I said the word the first time, I think I was Mechav myself. I said this word myself years ago. And I was into Zivari Lapian a few years back. I was very into Lev Elyon. I'm pretty sure I saw this word there, but I'm not Burr. He says that Yisrael comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that Ivan Eitz, a noble Tibble, they're going to be worn out. He's the only judge here. There's long lines, ridiculous. It's too long. So he says, he's like, I have a good plan. He says the big things, V'hoya kol at the Pasuk, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk of Beis. V'hoya kol at Dovra Godoyl, all the big stuff, Yaviru Elech, will go to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol at Dovra Katoin, the small things, Yishu to aim, the smaller quotes, very nice plan, Yishu, stark plan. The big stuff will go to the Supreme Court, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the little stuff will go to the little courts. Very logical, stark plan. What are big stuff, Rabbi Say? And what are little stuff? Keep that in mind.
Moshe Rabbeinu enacts the plan. Vayishma Moshe kol chosnoi. He listens lekoil. Notice it doesn't say to his say to him. What's lekoil to his voice? If you listen to a guy, I listen to your voice. You say, Daniel, maybe you should go to learn on the other side of Smash. You're learning too loud here. So I listen to your voice. I listen to you. Listen to your voice. Lekoil chosnoi. That am I. And he does whatever he said. What does Moshe do? He points people. And then he says, and v'shoftu am b'choles adavra kosher. V'shoftu am b'choles. It's adavra kosher. The hard things, if you know Moshe, go to Moshe. Chadavra kato, you should do him. Why the switch in gadol to kosher? Yisrael said the gadol, the big things go to you, Moshe, and the small things to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he did it. And the hard things to Moshe and the small things to them. Why the change in hard to Dovra Godel and Kasha? Yesu said Dovra Godel, and Moshe discolled. Now, to listen to a coil means as follows. I didn't really listen to what you said, but I listened to the voice of what you said. What you said had a voice to it. There was a message to what you said. Moshe didn't listen fully to Yisrael. He listened to the coil Dvarai. He listened to the voice of what he said. He listened to the intention of Yisrael. He didn't listen to everything with Yisrael. He listened to Yisrael's coil, to what he was getting at. What Yisrael said, big and small. Because Yisrael's perspective was, if it's a multi-million-dollar case, it goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's big stuff in line. If it's a dollar case, it's like two guys are fighting. He says, I lend you a dollar. I say, you don't lend me a dollar. You go to Moshe. You need the Supreme Court. Two guys in the middle of Iowa, Lahavnil. Two guys in the middle of Iowa are arguing. The guy says, you owe me $1.50. We bet on the football game, on the Iowa Dragons, they would win. You owe me $1.50. And the guy says, it's not true, they didn't cover the spread. And he says, yeah, but there was fixed, he faked the field goal. So good, so they're fighting, he owes $1.50. So they knock, they go to the Supreme Court, you say, Justice Williams, do you mind judging, you know, we have a case. Renhart, what's the guy's name? Not Renhart. Rehnquist, Rehnquist. Okay. Justice Rehnquist. We want to present you a case. He says the Iowa Dragons would win by 5 points, and therefore he's owed the $1.50. He said the field goal was fixed. They didn't kick a field goal at the end of the game. They would have made it a 2-point lead not to cover the spread. There's no less spread, so I'll tell you after this stuff. But kids are, so the where it is, so the fighting of Iowa, they go to Supreme Court. I'm not making it, guys. Maybe a small claims court in Iowa will hear it, maybe. It's just not the $1.50, guys. Supreme Court deals with the big stuff. That's what Yisrael heard. The big stuff, the small stuff. Bill Gates, Microsoft case. You know, you're talking a few billion dollars. This is stuff for the Supreme Court. Rehnquist, Mr. Rehnquist has time for that. Honorary Rehnquist. Honorary, they call judges. Honorary Rehnquist. Yeah, that's what I said. Honorable Rehnquist. The honorable Rehnquist. Good. So the honorable man, so he could hear. He's an honorable guy, $1.50. When you're that honorable, Rabbi say, let's pass the $1.50. Rehnquist. Come on. Guys, he's honorable. $1.50? Two guys in Iowa? Bill Gates, and if when you're honorable, then Bill Gates and Microsoft, a few billion, don't come to me in less than a few billion. A Roe Wade, it's like gay abortion, big stuff, big case. Okay. You're talking about little stuff, excuse me, I'm honorable. You know? A little cupboard over here. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu hears. Moshe Rabbeinu hears by Yid, it's Lidjashoy Kim to know the Emes. Is it any more Emes a dollar? You owe the guy a dollar, you owe him $1 million. We have to know the truth. If it's his mammon, then it doesn't matter if it's a penny, a guy in the middle of Iowa, or $1 billion, Bill Gates. You have another Yid's mammon. It's a Shavu'ot Prutas, Hilz Gzela. You have another guy's mammon. You have another guy's mammon. There's no such thing as big case, small case. We want to know the Emes. In Gzela, to Tashem, yet you steal a dollar, you steal $1 million, maybe it's $1 million, but we want to know the Emes. And if it's his money, then it's very important. And there's no big case, no such thing. There's hard and katan in relation to hard, means easy. When you say cut in relation to gadol, it means small case. Cut in relation to hard means katan. It's small, it's relatively easy. It's relation. That's the only way it can be the opposite of hard. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, the hard stuff, it's a hard case. If you need a ktsas, nesivos, and you need a shara melech, it's a whole pilpul, it's a shtickle hard. Struggle hard. You have to have a lot of clarity in the sugya to understand it. That's what lumdus is, taich. Lumdus is clarity. You have to have a lot of super clarity in the picture to understand it. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of clarity in the sugyas. He was crystal clear, he chazed a lot. It was very clear, Roshona de clear. So the hard cases, you need the ksois, the nesivos, it was pashut, complicated, many dinim, din shneim. It wasn't even orim, din shneim, it was pashut. It's difficult to figure out. So then went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the easier psakim, if you make a shahakul or mezainis on the cheerio, okay, some seder. It's an easier psak, not less important. Easier psak, not smaller or bigger. The easier psak went to those that can answer the easier shaylos that had less clarity in the Gemara. Were clear, not as clear as Moshe. And the harder psak went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And in our Torah, each one of us, whatever we learn, it's important to Hashem. And there's no such thing as the guy who's learning the Nesivos is not the big stuff. And you're learning the Gemara and Shon and Stan, not the small stuff. It's Torah Hashem. And our avodah is all big stuff. Is to have clarity in Torah Hashem. Each one, the Dover Akasha, the Dover that's not so Akasha. If you're working on Gemara Rashi, get it clear, fully clear. Read it over and over. Have it clear, and it's important to Hashem. It's valuable. It's big stuff. Your Microsoft, billions of bucks. The honorable Rehnquist doesn't want to hear, but the honorable God does.